1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
And now it's time for your free money phone tap. And I'm sure you've seen this before. Those clips where TV reporters ambush people by running up and shoving a microphone in their face and then asking them, do you still support drugs for kids?
I mean, are they sick? What kind of drugs are we talking about? Maybe? I don't know.
They're like, no. What do you mean still? In those situations, there's literally no good answer that they could possibly give.
No.
Well, today, our own Jose poses as an investigative reporter.
Oh, no.
And he demands answers from a local business owner about juicy scandal that's been going on.
Yep.
How will the guy react to these wild accusations?
I have a feeling not well.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Let's find out in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey's free money phone taps.
Only on Luva 92.5.
Your chance to win $500.
Coffee. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm looking for Hank Sh, the owner of Coffee.
Right here.
Oh, wow, it's you. Okay, cool. Hey, my name's Ed Daniels. I work for KND Television as a reporter. Do you have a moment to talk?
I sure do. What's this about?
I'll tell you about that in just a second. We are live in 3, 2, 1. This is Ed Daniels on the phone live with Hank Shaw, the owner of the controversial new coffee shop in town called Coffee. Hank, there have been rumors that the coffee beans you are using are coming from countries that are run by cartels. Can you confirm?
Excuse me?
We need an answer here, Hank. You previously did consent to this conversation.
Consent to what conversation?
It sounds like this coffee store owner isn't ready to spill the beans. This is Ed Daniels reporting live. Back to you in the studio.
Wait, what? What's going on right now?
And we're out. Oh, man. Good job, man. That was good.
Wait. What type of news is this?
The news about your coffee shop? You know, the local news? Have you not seen the local news before?
Yes, I watch the local news every night, but I don't use any coffee beans from drug cartels. What is going on here? Why are you accusing me of this?
Wait, haven't any other local news stations hit you up about this?
No, sir.
Oh, good. That means I got the scoop. Nice. I'm first.
Sir, there's no scoop here. Okay, this is crazy to me what you're telling me right now. We buy the coffee beans legitimately, and we have a lot of happy customers.
Yeah.
Okay, there is no news to talk about.
My producer's talking in my earpiece, and we need to go live in 3,
wait,
2,
what?
1.
What's going on right now?
Thanks, guys. I've been on the phone with the controversial coffee shop owner himself, Hank Sh. And Hank, I don't know if you know this, but one of your patrons submitted your coffee beans for lab testing, and I just got the report.
I don't understand. What are you talking about, report?
It looks like the beans in question are native to regions around the world where drug lords reign.
What are you talking about? There is
so,
nothing.
We now have proof that Hank Sh, owner of Coffee, is selling blood beans. Care to comment?
What? I don't understand.
Speechless, just like our millions of viewers. Back to you in studio.
What?
And we're clear.
Huh?
Great job, dude. Hank, are you sure you haven't done this before? You're a natural at these interviews,
Listen,
man.
Reporter man, or whatever your name is, whatever your credentials are.
Ed Daniels.
I don't know anything about blood beans, okay? There is nothing about blood beans at my coffee shop. I run a legitimate business, and I don't know what type of a scam you're pulling here.
All right. Let's save it for the interview, brother, all right? You don't need to act all dramatic now. We're not even on air at the moment.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about this right now. You're going to call me up and accuse my business of running an illegal scheme, running with drug cartels.
Well, hold on. Let me explain a little bit, okay? Off the record, between you and me, sometimes people send in, like, rumors, and our job is to follow up on those rumors. So I got an anonymous tip that your shop has been, you know, getting beans from a questionable manufacturer.
Oh, you got an anonymous tip. So somebody whose name you can't tell me is telling you that I run an illegitimate business. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Hold that thought. Going live again in 3, 2, 1. Here again live with Blood Bean Hank on the phone, who has just confirmed with me off the air that he does indeed work with cartels to get cheaper beans.
What are you doing?
Reporting the news, sir. Back to you in studio.
This is not news. This is slander, and I'm getting my lawyer.
Well, you actually can't sue me because I'm not a real reporter, and I don't work on the news at all, actually. I'm Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a prank phone call on you.
Are you kidding me?
It's totally a joke. One of your baristas, Heather, set you up. She said you just opened up your brand new coffee shop, and you're super stressed this week.
Oh, God.
Bloodbean Hank seems amused by the situation. Do you have any comments, Bloodbean Hank?
There are no drug lords here, but we do love our coffee.
I don't know if we can believe that, but back to you in studio. Wait, I am in studio.
Brooke and Jeffrey's free money phone tap.
Weekday mornings at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.
Win $500 now.
Call 1-866-MOVE-IT-925.